Oakland.
The news. We've told hundreds of dealerships all over the country they will be closing soon. And Congress wants to know if such a drastic move could have been avoided. The car dealerships say they had no choice. You're live from the Capitol where hearings have been going on today. ABC's Vic Ratner.
Sherry, they're frustrated and furious. Car dealers like Pete Lopez, whose West Virginia outlet is being closed, asks why Chrysler would do this to customers like the 79-year-old lady he serves.
She lives 30 miles away from me. I pick her car up, service it, take it back to her. How many metropolitan area dealers are going to do that?
Chrysler President James Press says gut-wrenching decisions had to be made to keep the company in business. Sherry.
ABC's Vic Ratner live from Capitol Hill. The Federal Reserve Chairman says the economy will begin improving later this year, but Ben Bernanke is warning the House Budget Committee there will be more layoffs ahead.
The number of new and continuing claims for unemployment insurance through late May suggests that sizable job losses and further increases in unemployment are likely over the next few months.
He says Congress must start working to reduce the budget deficit or it will have a significant impact on the health of the economy. President Obama is preparing to deliver a major speech to the Muslim world tomorrow in Cairo. Today, an audio tape said to be from Osama bin Laden surfaced with reaction from the Muslim world to that. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman in Kabul, Afghanistan.
Afghans heard about bin Laden's message, but many said he doesn't represent them or Islam. This student says most Afghans won't pay attention to it. He says we've all seen the effect of terrorism in this country. Another student, Mustafa Hamidi, was even more to the point.
He's not a good guy, but I hope they capture it soon.
A recent ABC News poll showed that only a tiny minority of Afghans either support the Taliban or Al-Qaeda. Matt Gutman, ABC News, Kabul, Afghanistan.
Markets just before the close, Dow down 83, NASDAQ down 15. You're listening to ABC News.
Are you losing your home to foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage and fear the worst? Homeowners Legal Assistance would like to offer you a free, no-obligation consultation that will show you how to stop foreclosure, reduce your interest rates, and save thousands on your mortgage. Do not let this economic slowdown take your home from you and your family. You have worked too hard. Homeowners Legal Assistance is an attorney-based loan modification firm. They can negotiate the terms of your mortgage so you can afford to live in and enjoy your home. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation. There is no cost to find out how this program can help you save your home. Call 800-632-7885. That's 800-632-7885. It does not matter how far behind you are on payment or what your credit score is. Homeowners Legal Assistance is here to listen and help. Call now. 800-632-7885. 800-632-7885.
Lost in the bankruptcy plans for GM and Chrysler are those who've been catastrophically injured by the company's defective products. Families of victims gathered in Washington today to call on Congress to ensure the legal rights of those who've been hurt by poorly made cars.
They say the automakers are about to get off scot-free.
I hope that Chrysler is held accountable for what they've put our family through.
Christina Catalano claims her mother was killed because of a defect in the Chrysler minivan she was driving.
I lost my legs as a direct result of a design flaw in a Jeep Wrangler.
Standing with the help of prosthetics, Jeremy Warner wants Congress to stand with him to prevent Chrysler's bankruptcy from upending his liability lawsuit.
The new Chrysler is responsible for repairing defective products, but they have no responsibility for the people who are injured by these products.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Former First Lady Nancy Reagan was in the Capitol Rotunda today.
It's nice to be back under happier circumstances.
She was there for the unveiling of a statue of her husband.
The statue is a wonderful likeness of Ronnie, and he would be so proud.
It was Mrs. Reagan's first visit to the Capitol since the memorial for Ronald Reagan 5 years ago. Hey, the economy may be lousy, but most people are still willing to give it up for Dad. New survey shows most families plan to spend an average of around $91 this Father's Day. That's compared to nearly $96 last year, but it's still something. Father's Day, by the way, June 21st. This is ABC News.
Hey, Mini Dealer.
Hi.
I heard every Mini has no-cost maintenance, but does that really include the important stuff?
Try me.
Brake pads.
Included.
Air filters.
Included.
Oil changes.
Included.
Brake rotors?
Included. Look, I can include stuff for 3 years, and that could save you up to $1,100 over our competitors.
Wiper blade inserts.
No, that's not included.
Really?
I'm just kidding. They're included.
Wow.
Boot to Bonnet no-cost maintenance covers 3 years or 36,000 miles, and it's only from Mini. For details, visit miniusa.com/info.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. A Southwest plane landed safely back at Oakland International this morning after being struck by lightning shortly after its departure. The plane was heading to Burbank when the crew reported the lightning strike somewhere over Salinas. The plane returned safely to Oakland. No one was hurt. A BART police officer who was on an Oakland train station platform when his colleague shot to death Oscar Grant testified today that his fellow officer thought the man was going for a gun. Officer Tony Peroni says Johannes Meserle looked shocked after shooting the 22-year-old. And touching off fireworks in Monterey is going to be costly for 4th of July revelers. The city council voted this week to double a fine from $500 to $1,000. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
Redwood City, northbound to 101 after Whipple SUV and three vehicles involved in a crash. The SUV is overturned. Quickly backing up there. Get the information you need right now with a Sprint mobile broadband card. The web uploads and downloads at the speed of now only on the Now Network. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Mixed sun and clouds today. Scattered evening showers. And Lloyd says it'll be mostly cloudy for tomorrow with the chance of showers all over the Bay Area. It's 63 in San Francisco and on your radio it's 810. KGO News Talk 810. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. You know, I've been watching this in the sidelines, and I just can't help a sentence. How's that? On this Michael Phelps deal. I gotta laugh. It's hysterical. Can you think of a better example of our inconsistent, ambivalent, hypocritical thinking on this subject? If he was found passed out in a bar, drunk as a skunk, puking all over himself, he'd be a hero. It would be applauded. Right? And the comments, typified by two bites they picked in this is a CBS version of it. One person saying, I think he's really an idiot. How can anyone be that stupid? Yeah, be that stupid to get caught. And the other one says, he's a 23-year-old kid. He's a child. It's not the best decision to make in one's life. This is another commentator. But how many 23-year-olds always make the right decision? I find it hypocritical. What can I tell you? This also is a little bit inconsistent. Let's talk about it. I don't know. They're obviously, the PR people are just letting out the information little by little. The couplet's mom, and she is speaking to NBC, got the interview. And I didn't know some of these things about her. She's a young woman. She spoke of her loneliness as an only child and her quest to achieve motherhood through medical intervention. Transcripts that are available now are revealing few details. She is unmarried. She's single. She lives with her mother. And how she came to be the parent of 14 kids is quite something. You see, if a lesbian had herself implanted with one kid, you'd all be coming unglued, wouldn't you? Come on, admit it to yourself. Yet somehow, a single mom is going to be able to take care of 14 kids, and that you applaud. When they get to the bottom of who did this, in terms of the fertility doctor, that person's probably left the country already because it's got to come out. She tried for 7 years to get pregnant. And I'm reading this, and I'm going to do something I never do on this program. I never make a diagnosis about somebody I haven't seen who's not my patient. I can make guesses, but this woman has issues. There was once a term, I did not coin it, it was termed and hurled at a very famous movie star who seems to have a penchant for wanting a lot of kids. And the term was called compulsive motherhood as a form of OCD, as if motherhood is going to solve your inner problems and conflicts. We all turn to a whole bunch of stuff. We turn to gambling. We turn to drugs. We turn to shopping. We turn to all kinds of compulsive problems because inside we have issues. This woman has issues. These babies are extremely likely to have cognitive disabilities, etc., when they grow up. And she has as much admitted her compulsions here. So it's nothing to applaud. It's an abuse of power. It's an abuse of technology. And it's not fair to the kids. All right? And our own problems and ambivalence and hypocrisy comes out of this, because I've seen cases where a loving lesbian couple together for 30 years get implanted and want to have a kid, and you're ready to picket in the street. And somehow this is good? All right, now I'm beginning to understand where this man is coming from. His father had one of the most insightful intellects, was lost to an assassin's bullet. I'm talking about Robert Kennedy, whom I do not respect. I know he's brighter than he comes off, but I'm trying to figure out how does someone who goes to college and has an education say the dumbest things, right? And he has in the past made a laughing stock of himself by, you know, made a comment that hog farms were more of a danger to America than Osama bin Laden. And, you know, when you take apart a statement like that, I could see where, you know, you're trying to get headlines by it, and you can begin to say, well, look at all the pollution and blah, blah, blah. In the meantime, you know, bin Laden's hiding in a cave someplace. And he, I'm thinking to myself, where's it coming from? And he now is thinking of a lawsuit against livestock producers with damage awards up to $13 billion, okay? So those of you who eat pork will be part of this. Kennedy is deeply involved with contingency fee private lawyers running the lawsuits against agricultural producers. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I forgot. A lawyer. That's where a lawyer comes off saying dumb things because they're supporting a particular action that they want to take. Otherwise, I have no idea how he gets involved in these issues and tries to look so sincere and he's just plain wrong. One of the issues he's very involved with has to do with vaccines and autism. He's wrong. An educated person doesn't have to know everything. They don't. It's like when you become president of the United States, you don't know everything about economics and everything in international affairs and economics and biology and science, etc. But you have to know where to get the answers. You have to know when you don't know. That is a sign of higher intellect. Right? It was Einstein who said, I know a lot because I know what I don't know. I know nothing. And that means I know a lot. He who knows nothing knows a lot. Anyway, in terms of vaccines, I'm going to weave this one in here. Measles cases in England rose more than 70% last year. Why? Why? Because people aren't vaccinating. Why? The lingering impact of a since discredited 1998 claim by a doctor who has just been drummed, you know, into the far reaches about childhood vaccines and autism. It wasn't true. It wasn't true then. The data were faked and poorly done. But the lingering effect of major publicity, you see, is incredible. One word from Oprah would take 10 years of public health experts to undo. Now, a lot of you view measles as harmless virus. I repeat the figure here. I like to do it on a daily basis. I got to do the math here. So let's say 600 people a day, mostly children, die from measles in places where they cannot get the measles vaccine that so many of you shun because you're watching these washed up actresses, you know, on talk shows. All right. Up 70%. And it's happening here. Here, dumb government action. That's the heading of this one. I got to laugh. I'm so sorry. Otherwise, I get upset. Easier to laugh, right? Government, England, they are going to force manufacturers to make the chocolate bars smaller. All right? You remember when they came up with low-tar cigarettes and it turned out the cigarette smoker just inhales more deeply and inhales more, they get the same amount of nicotine? No one's going to figure out how to eat two chocolate bars if you make them half the size. So this is the kind of thinking that politicians come up with. I just would warn you, when they think about war and pestilence and the economy, they are bringing the same brain power to solve those problems that they bring to this particular difficulty. Namely, we're going to solve obesity, right, by making chocolate bars smaller. It's like I remember in Los Angeles once, they started taking public phone booths out of ghetto neighborhoods to reduce drug dealing. Yeah, I noticed it worked. It's a little convoluted, kind of an article, but it's kind of simple. It just tells you how politics and religion interweave themselves in your health. Vatican Radio has withdrawn an invitation to the head of Novartis, one of the largest drug manufacturers in the world, as an external commentator because it discovered that the Swiss drug maker, they make contraceptives. So they snubbed them. Now, doesn't that give us a right to snub? Right, to snub, let's see, let me pick on something here. I'll pick on something randomly. To snub a pharmacy that employs Catholic pharmacists who refuse to give you your birth control pills. You see, you know, where the war starts, I have no idea. But this is, like, amazing to me. The man had a lot of good things to say and would have been good on a radio in addressing some of the issues they wanted to. But to can him, because the company he heads manufactures birth control, boy, you talk about closed minds. Well, here's something I never thought I'd see happen. Virginia is going to prohibit smoking in bars and restaurants. Unprecedented political heft behind the measure, once unthinkable, of course, in the cradle of the nation's tobacco industry, home base to one of the largest producers of cigarettes in the world, in a rare moment of bipartisan cooperation. And these are all interesting issues, because we were talking the other day, trying to bring a perspective to something we were talking about. A drugstore, a grocery store, people who sell cigarettes to you, they sell you a product that is known to kill you, right? And yet we get all on our high and mighty thrones for so many other reasons when we think people are doing things that offend us. And in this particular case, I know there are a couple of retailers, I applauded them, who decided to not sell cigarettes. Not only that, we derive huge taxes from cigarettes. That money goes towards all kinds of things. And those of you who claim, well, I don't want my money, let's say, I'll pick an issue. I'm not picking anybody in particular. You know, since what falls into my brain randomly here. You don't want your money going to fund a woman's health clinic in Africa, because that health clinic might mention the word abortion as an option, or even birth control. You don't want your money going. Well, I don't want money going towards anything that's derived from the sale of something that kills people. I'm a doctor. I'm pledged to protect your health. So isn't that just as logical? Or I don't want my money going towards war. I'm not going to pay my taxes. You see, so everybody picks and chooses. It's really strange. I love this, by the way. Zagat. I always forget, you know, everyone calls a Zagat guide. I think your name is Zagat. They have a guide to the best places to dump your date. Dating and dumping guide, the most popular. This has recently been released in New York and Los Angeles. Where you want to go to get rid of your mate. And evidently, this is a Valentine's message. From be mine to let's be friends. Setting the right place for a date makes all the difference. And, of course, a lot of this comes from a Seinfeld episode where Jerry proclaims everyone goes to Pomodoro to break up. And Pomodoro, New York's Upper West Side, is listed as the best place to break up. And the owner of the store loves the publicity. He says some people might feel comfortable to let someone down easy in a place that's a casual neighborhood restaurant where they know a major scene is not going to happen. For guys, a good breakup restaurant could be Brother Jimmy's. It's a barbecue joint where the waitresses are so hot, you might find a replacement girlfriend before you go home. Great advice. They should stick to restaurants. For ladies, they suggest a loud, kid-friendly spot is the right place. And they say, keep talking about how much you want children and how soon. And as your ex-boyfriend runs for the door, he might believe the breakup was his idea. And then it says a train station is also a good idea. If you want, you don't want to get into a long conversation about it. It goes something like, it's not you, it's me. Oops, I got a train to catch. Bye. this is one of the most nonsensical things. I got really angry, and I, as I said, I'm trying to stay calm. John in Marin made us aware of this. He sent us a couple of television stories done by television news stations. I should mention them. They should be embarrassed to put the word nude next to the product they put out there. One of them is a Channel 7 in Massachusetts someplace. There's a Fox channel doing this story about something called Tongren. You want to really laugh at people. It is so sad, except that these people, the television stations, give it credibility. So here's the deal. You get all these people with terminal illness sitting in a room. And up in front of the room is a guy whose former occupation was as an acupuncturist or acupressurist. In his left hand, he's containing an acupuncture doll. You've seen those. I have one. You know, it's a little doll and has all the little acupuncture lines on it and has a little hammer. And you go, I have cancer of the pancreas. And then he goes and takes the hammer along with 5-10 other people, looks like, and they hammer on the doll. Friends, this is more nonsensical than voodoo. These are rational people living in the most modern, technologically advanced country on Earth, and they're sitting there with hammers, tapping this acupuncture doll, believing it's going to cure them. And there's this reporter, right, telling us the story. And then, so there was a sentence or two, doctors say you should be careful or skeptical. No, this is the dumbest piece of nonsense I've seen in a long time, and I've seen a lot of dumb stuff. This man should be put in jail. What are you telling me here? He can stand in front of a room of people who might be denying themselves rational medication or might not be getting medical treatment? That's practicing medicine without a license. And then whacking on this doll? And these television stations think they're doing a service to their audience? Television news, my friends, is a dying industry. I'm out of it now, and I can tell you, they're dying. The revenues are down. They're hurting because people are finding other places to get their news and stuff like this. And not that the internet is perfect either. A lot of bad information there, too. But this is right up in front. People just making a fool out of themselves, calling themselves reporters and anchors. And I trust them when they report on the economy. I got a story here you have to hear, all right? Here we are, friends. Finally, an answer. Identical twins, and who ages more, and what causes your face to look older? What causes your face to look older? I have answers. I can list the things for you. Fabulous and interesting study. Phone number here, by the way, 1-800-548-TALK.
I'm about to present to you a straightforward commercial for GEICO, the third largest personal auto insurer in the country. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to GEICO, and GEICO received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Standard & Poor's has consistently awarded GEICO a AAA rating for financial strength. This is usually where I'd say something cute or clever, but like I said at the beginning, we're keeping this straightforward. Goodbye to you now.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration? Wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms, including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an ophthalmologist and get checked now, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Men, did you know your prostate can affect your quality of life? It can affect your urine flow and stream. And let's be honest, it might even affect intimacy. Don't ignore the importance of your prostate. So what do? See your doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that works with your body to support prostate health and normal urine flow. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saul Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate targeted nutrition. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148. Don't put off this important phone call. With Beta Prostate, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148.
Back Talk. News talk about your health from St. Francis Memorial Hospital's Spine Care Institute of San Francisco. About 700,000 cases of spinal compression fractures due to osteoporosis occur each year. Here's the Spine Care Institute's Dr. Paul Slozar.
Since osteoporosis does not cause pain, you don't know you have it until a fracture occurs. Under one roof here at St. Francis, we've got surgeons, non-surgeons, and radiology, as well as the support specialists who all treat osteoporosis. So with one stop here, we can evaluate your spine, tell you your bone density, and if you do have a fracture which is not responding to non-surgical treatment, we can provide a very minimally invasive option and typically have patients out the door the next day.
To learn more about back pain treatment options, go to a free seminar at the Spine Care Institute of San Francisco, located at St. Francis Hospital. To hear Brett Burkhardt's complete interview with Dr. Slozar and for complete seminar information, go to kgoradio.com.
Next.com.
Dr. Dina Dell, his intelligence will make you dizzy. So get on the medical merry-go-round, ride the radio roller coaster with America's doctor. He's got your ticket. Just call 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255.
Woohoo! Hey, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. All right, we got Brian Copeland on the line. Brian, what's on your mind?
Okay, I've got a question I've been meaning to ask you for years.
I wonder if there's a medical explanation for this. I notice myself and pretty much every guy I know, when we're driving along and we have the radio on and we're looking for an address or for a street, we have to turn the radio down in order to find the address that we're looking for. And I'm wondering, is there a study that shows that men process sound or audio waves in a different way than women do, or is it just that guys can't do two things at the same time?
I think it's, Brian, it's a brilliant question, and I can, you know, I can dance around it a little bit. First of all, there is competition, and this is the basis of some of the studies telling us that cell phones, or that just having conversations, is what distracts us when we drive. It has nothing to do with handheld or hands-free. That's a bunch of nonsense. But that focusing on a conversation is very distracting. As far as women and men, women are very different. Women communicate more effectively. They communicate at a higher emotional and more complex level from the time they're little girls and probably forever. You know, I saw a thing the other day that says the average woman uses 30,000 words a day and men only use 15,000 words a day. And a female friend of mine says, yeah, it's because you have to explain everything twice to men. So I do think there is... there's something there. And when you, and it also has to do with Brian, and I'm trying to think about your personality and whether you are, and you probably are like me, you're distractible. And some people have a hyper-focusing ability where I'm distracted by things. And, you know, in this business, Brian, and you're, you know, obviously been doing this a long time also, you know, you got to listen to the producer and the call screener, and you got to listen to the caller, and you have to keep track of, you know, the computer and all these distractible kinds of things. And I think that for some folks, for instance, I'll tell a story. She's going to get mad at me, but so my wife's one of these people who can focus. If she's on the phone talking to somebody, and I go, honey, the house is on fire, we have to go. She'll go, hang on a second, would you? And covers up the speaker and says, what was that, Dean? And then I repeat it. Me, because my mother was the same way, I'm on the phone talking. You can talk to me. I can keep a conversation going, and I can have a conversation with you. Maybe I'll nod and I'll do hand signals. So, Brian, I think it's great. I think it's a very, very interesting observation. And I do it myself. I do it myself. Turn down the sound so I can think. And listen, we're looking for directions, Brian. Of course, that's something men never do. So maybe it's exactly the way you said. that makes sense.
Scientific answer.
Yeah, what'd you expect? All right, that's Brian Copeland. You all know who Brian is. Brian is a very, very funny man. All right, let's talk to Norma. How you doing, Norma? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Adele. First of all, thank you for everything you do for us.
Thank you.
I'm calling about the Jupiter study, the recent one, as it relates to CRP and statins.
Mm-hmm.
My doctor wants to put me on statins, and I'm very resistant because of the adverse side effects, namely the increase in the glucose and hemoglobin, which I...
Yes, is your is it based on your cholesterol or your CRP levels? And I'll tell people what that is in a second.
Yeah, it's based on my CRP level because my cholesterols are not so bad at all.
Yeah, I think it's premature. What can I tell you, Norma? I try never to make conclusions based on single studies, but there could be something there, and I'll tell you the shift that's going on in cardiology. CRP is C-reactive protein. We are beginning to think that a lot of heart disease has a lot to do with inflammation. We don't really understand what clogs your coronary arteries, and inflammation is a new buzzword. And we are finding that things that fight inflammation may be healthy, that it's not all about cholesterol, or maybe it relates a little inflammation in the lining of your arteries, and you follow it up with a little high cholesterol level, and maybe the stuff starts to clog. I am not as much of a fan of statins as my profession is. And the challenge I throw out to my profession, because this is the same position I took, you know, 30 years ago on estrogens, you know, show me the long-term data here. The long-term data is not impressive. They are very impressive at lowering cholesterol, lowering your chances of having a heart attack, but not so impressive at prolonging your life. So let me get it right. You're going to die the same time anyway, but you might have a heart attack or fewer. So it's complex right now. I would get a second opinion, and you'll find cardiologists who will want to do it. We're going to talk about what causes wrinkles. I have the answers. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. New Hampshire lawmakers have approved a gay marriage measure. That governor expected to sign it. It is now possible for Cuba to rejoin the Organization of American States. The group voted today to reverse a 47-year-old measure which suspended communist Cuba. Preliminary hearing for the former BART officer who is charged with murder in connection with the death of a passenger continues in Oakland. Fellow officer Tony Perrone told the judge today that Messerly thought passenger Oscar Grant was going for a gun when he was shot to death. And telecommunications companies that helped the government with warrantless wiretaps cannot be sued. San Francisco federal judge upheld the law passed by Congress last year. Lloyd Lindsay Young forecasting mixed clouds and sun this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Next on KGO, Back Talk with St. Francis Hospital's Spine Care Institute of San Francisco. The professional athlete is always at a higher risk for back pain or injury. KGO's Brett Burkhart spoke with Spine Care Institute's Dr. Clement Jones.
When we talk about elite collegiate and professional athletes, they're in tremendous shape. Pain usually heralds that you have a problem, but the worst manifestations are if you get weakness and numbness. Because if you have a nerve compression problem, then we have to do something more aggressive. So just having pain usually means you've injured something, but you haven't damaged anything. What I'm grateful for is being able to extend, you know, an athlete's career, to be able to help them perform better. If we can help them find the right rehabilitation program that extends their career, I'm happy for them.
To hear Brett's entire interview, visit KGORadio.com/spine and learn more about back pain treatment options at a free seminar at the Spine Care Institute of San Francisco, located at St. Francis Hospital. Visit KGORadio.com/spine for more details.
With spring and summer just around the corner, and if you're tired of looking at your old, cracked up, discolored, or stained concrete driveway, patio, or sidewalk, then it's time for you to call ACF Incorporated, Paverstone Experts, to beautify your home. ACF specializes in residential driveways, patios, and sidewalks, and is rapidly becoming known as the Bay Area's biggest and best interlocking paverstone installation contractor, while offering the best reasonable prices with integrity. We are currently offering special financing, such as no deposits, no payments, and deferred interest if paid in full by September 2009 on approved credit. Call ACF Paverstone Experts to schedule your free interlocking paverstone estimate toll-free at 1-877-ACF-6565. That's 1-877-ACF-6565. And be sure to visit us online at www.acfconcrete.com.
Are you a homeowner, real estate investor, or small business owner feeling overwhelmed by an underwater mortgage, business lease, or other bills you can't pay, tax problems, or other legal issues and not sure what you should do? This is Eric Nixdorf with Intelligent Legal Solutions, and I want to help. Intelligent Legal Solutions is my local boutique law firm and federal debt relief agency that specializes in tax, real estate, and bankruptcy law, conveniently located in San Ramon, right off 680. Our services include representing clients before the IRS, real estate disputes, loan modifications, and as a last resort, helping clients file for bankruptcy. I am both an attorney and licensed real estate broker, have trained at Harvard Business School, and previously managed a prominent Bay Area law firm, as well as a successful real estate investment company. I'll personally meet with you and give you a confidential, detailed analysis of the options available and what I think you should do and why. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please visit IntelligentLegalSolutions.com. That's IntelligentLegalSolutions.com.
Did you know that some people in the Bay Area are refinancing into fixed mortgage rates as low as 4.25%? Well, you may wonder if you too are eligible for these historically low rates. And with a quick 15-minute call to 1-800-801-REFI, a professional from UMax Mortgage can determine if you can qualify too. Bay Area-based UMax Mortgage works with over 50 banks to ensure the best possible financing to meet your individual needs. Many experts predict that current government overspending will lead to higher interest rates. So protect yourself today by calling 1-800-801-REFI. 4.43% APR. Interest rates quoted are subject to market fluctuations. UMax Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Call 1-800-801-REFI or 1-800-801-7334 to schedule a free 15-minute consultation to find out if you can save hundreds a month. Mention you heard this on KGO Radio for a free appraisal upon closing. Again, call 800-801-REFI. That's 800-801-7334.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Unidale here. We are going to talk about wrinkles. The study has been done. What did they do? So simple. Why have we been in the dark so long about wrinkles? You take identical twins. They are identical, genetically identical. And you look at them as they age. And you see which one looks older and how they're different from their other twin. All right, they used photographs of each twin set. They asked an independent panel to rate differences in each twin's appearance and whether one twin looked older than the other. And they found several factors influencing facial aging, including what we've already known, we've talked about ad nauseum, sun exposure and smoking. I can put numbers on it now. 10 years of smoking adds 2.5 additional years to how old you look. Sun exposure, especially those who play golf or tennis, increased aging. But here's what's new. Stress. Divorced twins appear 2 years older than a twin who was either married or widowed. Antidepressant use was associated with appearing older. They said it may be depression itself increases facial aging, or possibly the use of antidepressant drugs relax facial muscles in a way that increases the appearance of aging. Don't have the whole answer there. They found a surprising relationship between facial aging and body weight. Get this. A heavier body weight under the age of 40 made you look older. If a woman over 40 gained some weight, it made her look a little younger. Now, yeah, I've noticed that. Fat kind of stretches out your skin. And so fat people often can look younger in their face. Not a reason to get fat. Excess loss of weight is very detrimental to youthfulness and attractiveness. And so if you lose weight after the age of 40, you're going to look horrible because the wrinkles are all stretched out. And you've seen this. A friend loses weight, they kind of look good, their body looks good, but they just age 10 years in front of you. Now, all these twins were women. And this is being published, Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery. And I say future studies are going to look at male twins. Let's see what goes on with the man. And isn't that interesting? Okay. All right, let's talk to Andy. How you doing, Andy?
Good. How are you doing, doctor?
Fine, sir.
I've got a quick question for you. I know that the body stores fat in order to survive through lean periods, right? Like a bear during winter.
Yep.
So if I weighed 400 pounds and you locked me into a cell with a clean, you know, clean freshwater tap, mm-hmm. would I survive or would I die of starvation? Would I need salt or minerals or something like that?
Okay, well, I'll tackle it the way you asked it and then we will embellish it. You would live a lot longer than somebody else like me. And we have, unfortunately, some cruel examples of that. The Donner Party. Yeah, they got stuck in the snow and most of them died, but they had cannibalism. Well, the people who were fatter survived longer. The reason has to do here. It's almost like this. You know, the most obese people on Earth are probably South Pacific Islanders. One reason is in the settling all these islands in the South Pacific, they only could get there by boat. So somebody who had this gene that made them fat or fat people, stick them in a boat, they might make it to the shore of a distant island where thinner folks didn't. So when they got to those islands, you see the whole deal favored the genes for obesity, and that's what we see today. There are things that happen and change. First of all, when you start burning fat, you go into ketosis, and you can last like that for a while. It can make you crazy and dizzy, etc., but you will survive longer. But eventually what does happen and what kills people is the body starts tapping into its protein reserves and muscle tissue. And when muscle wasting sets in, then you're going to die because the heart is the muscle. And the heart muscle will start to thin and lose mass, and then it can't pump. But if the question is how long is a person going to last, it does depend on these other factors. The average rate of weight gain and weight loss is 3,500 calories per pound. So in your body, so if you have an extra pound, this is all theoretical, not practical. No one's ever done studies like this, but we've learned and said, you know, from POW camps and concentration camps, etc. Eventually, everybody loses weight. In other words, when you look and you see the cameras, those sad, sad, horrible pictures scanning a compound at the end of World War II, you see everybody's pretty skinny. You know, the fat people, they got down to their weight. And by the same token, it does tell you that no matter how much you weigh, if you eat a certain amount of food and drop it down to a certain level, you will lose weight. But there are metabolic and complicating factors that make this not mathematical. And I'd be interested what would happen to a 400-pound person. I mean, starvation is where we learn this. Dieting is another matter. See, your body just thinks it's starvation. And fat also protects you against the cold. And people will get into floods. Thinner people will succumb to the elements and what we call exposure. And fat people will do better because of the insulation. Fat is a very, very precious thing. It's only in the last 50 years we decided it wasn't cool looking, you know? So there you are. Let's see. Let's talk to Walt. How you doing, Walt? What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dr. Adele. Mm-hmm. With Valentine's Day coming, I was thinking of a chocolate question, and I thought of, is there any nutritional value in chocolate-covered ants? I never had it on Valentine's Day, and yes, I don't know where to get it.
Well, Walt, I tell you what, I'll give you some relationship advice. Do not give your Valentine chocolate-colored ants, okay? That'll be the last time you see her. She'll ask, she'll invite you to Pomodoro's in the Upper West Side to dump you. Nutritional value, well, chocolate is obvious. Listen, people all over the world eat insects and bugs, and there are a lot of university types trying to sell us on the idea. It's a good source of protein. It doesn't have to be the creepy crawly thing. You can take bugs and grind them up and make protein mash and mixes and supplement diets, and it's a delicacy. It's just we all have very, very strange programming in our brains about what is appropriate to eat or not. There are places in the world where people would think eating a cow is the most gross and disgusting thing that you can do. And in some ways, if you think about it, if you went to a meat processing plant and you watched where your meat comes from, a lot of you would probably be vegans right now. And it's something I do suggest in the spirit of awareness. And when it comes to eating strange things, having traveled all over the world, I keep an open mind. There's some great television programs, I'm sure, that you've seen where these these people, I mean, high-end foodies, travel around the world eating really amazing stuff. So we get squeamish. We have a very limited palate in America. We eat the most limited palate of any really civilized Western, Western country. So I've never eaten ants, chocolate covered or not, never eat it in grasshoppers. I mean, I would on a bet. I swallowed a goldfish once as part of fraternity hazing when I was in college, and that's as wide as my tastes go. So nutritionally, I mean, they're protein and they're nutritious. So you got to just get you got to bulk up. You got to get, a few ounces of them before it's going to make a difference. And thank you for that, Walt. 1-800-548-TALK. That's our phone number.
This summer is an excellent time to enhance your child's attention, focus, reading, and study skills. So don't let another summer go to waste. If your child is struggling with being able to focus, is unable to pay attention, or having learning issues, we can help. At the Attention and Achievement Center, our experts, including neurologists and psychologists, have years of experience diagnosing and successfully working with kids who have ADD, dyslexia, auditory processing, and learning issues, and all without drugs. Our drug-free solutions are proven and guaranteed to bring measurable results without negative side effects. Use this summer to defeat your child's problems. The Attention and Achievement Center has four locations: Fremont, Pleasanton, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Call 866-881-8820. That's 866-881-8820. Online at drugfreeadd.com. Again, that's 866-881-8820 or drugfreeadd.com.
Hi, this is Mark Skolnick, owner of Investment Property Capital. We specialize in financing all types of income properties. If you own apartments or other commercial real estate, don't believe the news that banks aren't lending. At IPC, we're getting great loans done for our clients, even in this changing market. Our best rates on apartment buildings are now starting as low as 4.23%. Yes, 4.23%. For example, your payment on a loan of $1 million is just about $4,900 a month. That's real savings. It's a free call to find out what we can do for you. Our number is 800-839-8104. With the economy going up, down, or sideways, we deliver solid solutions for investors. That's news you can use. Investment Property Capital. 800-839-8104. 800-839-8104.
Rate quoted is an APR of 4.43%. Investment Property Capital is a broker licensed by the Cal DRE 01126077.
Attention men. If erectile dysfunction is preventing you from enjoying a happy and fulfilling sex life, and popular medications like Viagra and Cialis are not an option for you, the physicians at the Male Performance Medical Clinics can solve your problem. It doesn't involve pain or surgery, just the most effective FDA-approved medications administered by licensed physicians. They're so confident that you'll have a positive reaction on your very first visit that if you don't, it's free. Guaranteed. They have clinics to serve you in Sacramento and Monterey, and their new clinic in San Jose. Call them now toll-free, 800-380-5070. You don't have to live with erectile dysfunction any longer, no matter how severe you think your problem may be. You can have your sex life back again. If you've been disappointed with Viagra or Cialis, then get proven results from experienced doctors. Call 800-380-5070 for their clinics in Sacramento or Monterey, and their new clinic in San Jose, or see them online at edclinics.com.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adele. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Chip. How you doing, Chip?
I'm doing very well, Dr. Dean.
Yes, sir.
This is a crazy question for you. Now, if a woman goes to a dietitian and she wants to lose weight, why do they not prescribe, and this is crazy sounding, a breast pump? Because, lactation or the sucking motion produces lactation, the strongest stimulus for it. So All they're going to lose is fat and sugar, the two things the lady wants to lose. If you put her on a treadmill for 20 minutes, she's actually going to gain weight by building up her muscles and her legs.
Right. Well, there's logic and some truth to what you say. First of all, if you take a non-lactating woman and you stimulate her breasts or her nipples, you can sometimes produce a small amount of milk. We've seen mothers who adopt learn to breastfeed, not completely. Their babies need to be supplemented. And so I'm kind of doubtful you could develop enough volume. But when you mention breastfeeding, yes, calorically, it has to come from someplace. And the experiment I'm thinking about, and which has never been done, is to take a breastfeeding mom who is weaned her child and the child is on a bottle and have that mother continue to pump and donate the milk and compare that to mothers who just let their milk dry up and go about their way, control their diet, their exercise completely, and see which one loses weight or not. A next to impossible study to do accurately, but there are also things that happen in a woman's body that make her more efficient. And that's the rub here. We are all genetically different when it comes to our metabolism. Some of you eat a huge amount of food and you're skinny. Some of you eat just a little teeny amount of food and you weigh more. A classic study was done on that. We range from 1,500 calories a day up to 3,000 calories a day. The people eating 3,000 calories a day weighed a lot less than the people eating a little bit of food. So there is a shift that allows women, and you've seen the sad pictures of women in the third world, skinny as a rail, starving, still able to produce breast milk for the semi-starving infant in her arms. So the body hangs onto it and does some metabolic tricks that might counter that. It's kind of like one study, intriguing, found women who were swimmers, that the cold water made it harder for women who were swimming to lose weight, even though they were burning as many calories as another group of women who were on a treadmill, right, but weren't in the water. So that's probably what would thwart it as a practical idea, all right? Let's talk to Tom. How you doing, Tom? Welcome to the program.
Hi, doctor. Yes. Well, listening to your program at first, and hearing all this stuff about, vaccinations and voodoo dolls and all this stuff that's out there that we're susceptible to and we buy into, on your break, I've heard three things, one in particular that fascinates me. There was a deal about wet macular degeneration, and then they take you through a thing there. Another thing about the prostate and your sex life. But there was another thing about how to change your child's behavior in one visit or your money back.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you have to remember one thing. I don't hear all the ads that you all hear out there, because you may be listening in a local radio station in another state, and that radio station runs ads, you know, over the show. But the game is, you call me about anything you can think of, and I'll tell you the truth. What you're talking about your kids, Total Transformation Program, I have not listened to the discs. I have no reason to object to it. And the part that I like about it, and I don't know how much it costs, is most of the time we don't know where to turn for help dealing with unruly kids. And from what I can tell, And once again, without factoring in costs or whether you could get this information from a professional, whether your kid needs to be on medication or what, really giving parents a couple of didactic, simple lessons in how to handle these difficult situations. And as a parent, you know, I have at times in my life been desperate for a psychologist to say to me, no, don't say that. Say it this way. Here's how you stop the kid from yelling. Here's how you motivate that kid. Here's how you teach them how to blah, blah, blah. So if indeed, I mean, a guarantee says to consumers, wow, I got nothing to lose. It really doesn't mean anything. And if someone says this is going to happen overnight, that doesn't mean anything. You're not going to turn a child around overnight. But I have no doubt that you could learn skills from reading a book or listening to CDs or whatever. So, and it's something we don't take classes in college. Nobody tells us. We just fly by the seat of our pants. And those of you who've raised up kids, you know how complex it is. It's not what you thought it was going to be in the beginning. Some of you got lucky. Some of you have just had a lot of difficulties, been very, very frustrated. And, you know, I've had the whole mix with a range of children that I've had. So, you know, I don't hear anything that sends up a flag unless it's very expensive or anyone out there who's tried it. You know, you're certainly welcome to call the program and tell me and tell us what you think. All right. Let's see here. Let's take a break. All right. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Do you want to join the millions of people who are making money on eBay? Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor, and I can help you make money on eBay for free. Call now to get my free How to Buy and Sell on eBay lesson, and in minutes, you will learn the tips and tricks to making money on eBay. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced eBay user, I can help you maximize your eBay experience and turn that into dollars. Why is it free? Because I know that once you try my product, you'll come back to Video Professor for all your computer learning needs. And with over 60 titles on today's most popular programs, I'm sure that there is more you'll want to learn. So call now and choose eBay or any other of my 60 lessons, and I'll give it to you free. All you pay is a small shipping and processing charge, and I will even refund that if you're not 100% satisfied. Don't be left behind. Start making money on eBay today. Try my product.
Call 1-800-799-1544. That's 1-800-799-1544. Call 1-800-799-1544.
Need money? Our listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. I mean, quit your job money from home. Income at Home 55 will help you run your own home business, and they're adding our listeners. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company and one of the few work-from-home companies with an A-plus BBB rating. Want to earn life-changing money from home? Listen.
I wanted to see what everybody was talking about working from home and making this great income. I'm working my business now full-time, and it has completely changed my life. Being able to be at home, be in control of your schedule, and create an income for the family, but be able to do it right there with them. It's so rewarding.
Hey, listeners, IncomeAtHome55.com even provides a personal coach to help you succeed. Order your no-obligation info kit and pay only shipping. Plus, they're giving away $1,000 to someone for just checking them out. $1,000. Visit IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. That's IncomeATHome55.com.
We hadn't talked, wanted to touch, or felt close in years, but Marriage Fitness turned our marriage around. Thank you so much, Mort.
Counseling was just a weekly blame fest. It drained us emotionally and financially. Marriage Fitness is totally different. This program actually works.
Hello, I'm Mort Fertel, creator of Marriage Fitness, the revolutionary, clinically proven program that will save your marriage. This is not marriage counseling. You won't have to dig into your past or dredge up your problems. Instead, you'll use a step-by-step system of positive relationship habits that will transform your marriage.
My husband wanted out and wouldn't go for help. I started Marriage Fitness alone. Now he wants back in. We're doing the program together.
Subscribe to Mort's free Marriage Fitness email service today at marriage5.com. You'll also receive his free report, 7 Secrets for Fixing Your Marriage, plus 5 free marriage assessments. That's marriage5.com. To turn your marriage around, visit marriage5.com.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Let's talk to Terry. How you doing, Terry?
Thank you.
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. I was wondering, when I get a massage, sometimes the massage therapist will say, you have a knot in my muscle. What exactly makes up that knot?
Yeah, that's interesting. First, let's talk a little bit about massage. I am pro-massage. It not only feels good, we have found it to be useful in lots of musculoskeletal conditions. And, you know, just relaxing you is plenty reason for, you know, health benefits. Underutilized, but we're taking a longer and harder look at incorporating more massage into medical therapy because it sure beats giving people pain pills. Now, by the same token, I meet a lot of massage therapists who are well trained in massage, but not very well founded in biology and get confused by a lot of nonsense. And you got to be careful and know why you're having massage and what it's about. I can sit here and list all day long the things massage is not going to help, but some massage therapists might tell you. Let's talk about those knots. Well, I presume, and it has been presumed, that you know what a muscle spasm can be. And if you get a cramp or a muscle spasm, usually involves a whole muscle. You've all had a cramp in your foot, you know, where your calf muscle just pulls up on your Achilles tendon, the foot goes down, and that's all the muscles. The question becomes, can muscles become uncoordinated to a degree where a certain little part of it can contract, like in the middle of, say, your long back muscles? Now, I've had massage therapists tell me this or tell me there's a knot and I can't feel a thing, and I would trust certainly somebody who does this for a living and may have more delicate hands. I've had massage therapists tell me I have a knot when actually it's a bony protuberance and they forgot their basic anatomy. I've seen tumors diagnosed as, quote, a knot. So I think in general, massage therapists can feel, you know, tension in the muscles sometimes. I have had massage therapists who are uncanny in their ability to know where I hurt. You know, that's the, you know, the experience that they have. So when a massage therapist feels a knot, it's always interesting to me to know, do you feel something as the client? Is this a place in your neck that's been bothering you? You pick your hands up. We all know our own necks. You know, I rub my neck all the time. I'm doing it right now. And that's you know, a big muscle that comes down the sides of your neck and fans out over your shoulders. And I massage it, and I can tell sometimes when I'm tense, and occasionally I think I can feel a knot, which I just attribute to these contractions. In physiology class, in high school, and in college, one of the basic things you do is you take a little piece of living muscle tissue and stretch it on a little spring, and then you take an electrode and you zap it, and depending where you put the electrode, you can actually see it contract asymmetrically. One little part contracts and makes a little knot. So I think that's a presumption. I hear a lot of magical and fanciful explanations for what it is. But if someone thinks it's not a contraction of a muscle that either is sore or injured or overworked, then I'd be open to hearing anyone else's explanation, because physiologically there is no other explanation. It's just muscle. It's muscle. And while you can get an injury and a hematoma in a muscle, right, where you get bleeding and then the scar tissue, I don't think that's what most massage therapists think when they use the term knot. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adel. That is the program. Please join us for the next one, won't you? Until then, as always, y'all be well, huh?
This show was pre-recorded. Thank you for listening.
Now, has your computer been slowing down? Are you having problems with your email? Or when you go to the internet, is your browser taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. We help people just like you with computer problems you can't fix. With one easy call, we can help you get your computer working the way you want it, speeding it back up, making sure you can send and receive emails, and making the internet fun again. You'll speak to a U.S.-based technician who knows what they're doing, who can usually fix your computer on the very first call. If your computer's been slowing down, you can't get your email to work, your internet's taking forever, or if you're not sure what's wrong, but your computer's just not working the way you want it, call My Computer Works, and we'll help you fast.
Here's the number to call, 1-866-603-3334, 1-866-603-3334. Toll free, that's 1-866-603-3334.
The next 60 seconds involve some of the most difficult decisions you will have to make today. Hey, Jane, it's Sarah. I'm at the gas station. I just spent $75 on gas. I put it on my debit card because my credit cards are all maxed out. Now I don't know if I can go grocery shopping or pick up the prescriptions.
I know. Jim and I are going through the same thing. We tried one of those companies on TV that was supposed to help people get out of debt.
Did it work?
No, it just ended up costing us more money we didn't have. Prices are going up as fast as my credit card interest rates. I don't know what we're going to do.
There is one program that works, Credit Card Rescue. It's the real deal, an attorney-based non-bankruptcy program. Don't take a chance.